ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 30, The Activities of the Prachetas, Part 5, Purport to Verses 21 through 34. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The Lord is herein described as Purushartha Vajanam, the bestower of the ultimate goal of life. Whatever success we want in life can be attained by the mercy of the Lord. Since the Prachetas had already attained the mercy of the Lord, they were no longer subject to the contamination of the material modes of nature. The material modes dissipated from them just as the darkness of night immediately dissipates when the sun rises. So because the Lord appeared before them, naturally all the contaminations of the material qualities of rajas, passion, and tamas, ignorance, completely disappeared. So similarly, when an unalloyed devotee chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he or she is also purified of all material contamination. And that is because the name of the Lord and the Lord Himself are identical. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The holy name of the Lord is the Lord Himself. If one chants and hears, then he or she becomes purified. Gradually, all material contamination disappears. The Prachetas were already purified due to the Lord's presence before them, and they could therefore offer the proper prayers with folded hands. In other words, as soon as devotees are engaged in devotional service, they become transcendental to all material contamination immediately, as confirmed by Krishna in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita. Sagunan samati yaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Sometimes devotees are dissatisfied due to their not seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. When the Prachetas saw the Supreme Lord personally present, their unhappiness vanished. The word nirupata, meaning concluded, is very significant in these prayers. No one has to conduct research work to find God or make progress in spiritual knowledge, for everything is conclusively there in the Vedas. The Vedas also indicate that simply by chanting the holy names of God, one can, without a doubt, become spiritually advanced. We cannot approach God even by the speed of mind or words, but if we stick to devotional service, we can easily and quickly approach Krishna. In other words, the Supreme Lord is attracted by devotional service, and Krishna can approach us more swiftly than we can approach Krishna with our mental speculation. Krishna has stated that He is beyond the range of mental speculation and the speed of thought, yet Krishna can be approached easily by His causeless mercy. Thus, only by Krishna's causeless mercy can He be attained, while other methods will simply not be effective. Grihita Maya Guna Vigrahaya. The Lord accepts three kinds of bodies, namely Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, just for the purpose of creating, maintaining, and annihilating the cosmic manifestation. These three predominating deities of this material universe are known as Guna avatars. There are many kinds of incarnations of God and the first incarnations within this material world are Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwar or Lord Shiva. Out of these three, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva accept material bodies, but Lord Vishnu does not accept a material body. Lord Vishnu is therefore known as Vishuddha Sattva. Vishnu's existence is completely free from the contamination of the material modes of nature. So one should therefore not think that Lord Vishnu is in the same category as with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. And the Shastras forbid us to think in this way. Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samat Deinaiva Viksheta Sapashandi Bhaved Dhruvam. One who considers Lord Vishnu to be in the same category with devatas like Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, or who thinks Lord Brahma and Shiva to be equal to Lord Vishnu, is to be considered a Pashandi, or faithless non-believer. Therefore, in these prayers, Lord Vishnu is distinguished by the words, Namo Vishuddha Sattvaya. Although a living entity like us, Lord Brahma is exalted due to his pious activities, and therefore, one is given the high post of Brahma. On the other hand, Lord Shiva is not actually like a living entity, but at the same time, he is not God. Lord Shiva's position is somewhere between God or Vishnu and Lord Brahma, the living entity. The Godhead is also described herein as Vasudevaya Krishnaya. For Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all other Vishnu expansions are Krishna's plenary or full portions, or portions of Krishna's plenary full portions, known as Swangsha and Kala. The Swangsha or direct expansion is also called Angsha. All Vishnu Tattvas are Swangsha, direct parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And Krishna is known as Vasudeva because Krishna appeared in this material world as the son of Vasudeva. Similarly, Krishna is known as Devaki Nandana, Yashoda Nandana, Nanda Nandana, and so on. Again and again, the Lord is very much interested in increasing the influence of his devotees. Therefore, Krishna is described herein as Prabhave Sarva Satvatam. The Satvata community is a community of Vaishnavas, or pure devotees of the Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has unlimited powers. And so Krishna wants to see that his devotees are also entrusted with unlimited powers. A devotee of the Lord is always, therefore, distinguished from all other living entities. The word Hari means one who takes away all miserable conditions. And the word Hari Medhase means that the Lord is always planning ways to deliver the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. Krishna is so kind that Krishna personally incarnates just to deliver the conditioned souls. And whenever Krishna comes, Krishna makes his plans. Since the Lord delivers all conditioned souls from the clutches of Maya, Krishna is known as Hari Medhas. The word Kamala Navhaya indicates that Lord Vishnu is the origin of the material creation. The word Sarva Bhuta Nivasaya further clarifies how Lord Vishnu lives in everyone's heart and acts as the direct witness of all the activities of the conditioned soul. Within this material world, the conditioned soul has desires and acts in accordance with those desires. All these acts are observed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is present in everyone's heart, and Krishna gives the living entity intelligence. According to the desires of the living entity, Krishna makes one remember or forget. If the living entity is demoniac and wants to forget the Godhead, Krishna gives one the necessary intelligence to be able to forget the Supreme Lord forever. Similarly, when a devotee wants to serve the Supreme Lord, Krishna, as Paramatma, gives the devotee the intelligence to make progress in devotional service. Krishna directly witnesses our activities and experiences our desires. The Supreme Lord gives us the facilities to act in any way we wish. It is clearly stated in these prayers that this form of Krishna, Ashesha Klesha Sanshayam, is meant to diminish all miserable conditions experienced in life, not only by the devotees, but by all others. Avishkritam na klishtanam. The prachetas identified themselves as common men. Kim anyad anukampitam. Devotees are always favorably accepted by the Lord. Krishna shows all mercy, not only to the conditioned souls, but also to the devotees who are already liberated due to their devotional service. The form of the Lord as worshipped in the temples is called Archa Vigraha or Archa Avatar, the worshipable form or the deity incarnation. This facility is offered to neophyte devotees so that they can see the real form of the Lord face to face and offer respectful obeisances and sacrifices in the form of archa. And through such facilities, the neophytes gradually invoke their original Krishna consciousness. Deity worship in the form of temple worship is the most valuable benediction given by the Lord to beginners. All neophytes must therefore engage in the worship of the Lord by keeping the Archa Vigraha or Archa Avatar at home or in the temple. Atheists may think that the devotees are engaged in idol worship, but the fact is different. Janardana, the Supreme Lord, accepts bhava, the attitude of service. The neophyte devotee engaged in the worship of the Lord may not understand the value of such worship, but the Supreme Lord, being bhakta vatsala, accepts his devotee and in due course of time takes one back home, back to Godhead. In these prayers, the words Apavarga Gurur Gatihi are very significant. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord is the ultimate fact of the Absolute Truth.
Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan Iti Shabjate.
The Absolute Truth is realized in three features. Impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, and ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. The word apavarga means liberation. Pavarga means material existence. In material existence, one always works very hard, but is ultimately baffled. One then dies and has to accept another body just to work very hard again. This is the cycle of material existence. Upavarga means just the opposite. Instead of working like cats and dogs, one returns home back to Godhead. Liberation begins with merging into the Brahman effulgence of the Supreme Lord. This conception is held by the Jnani Sampradaya, or philosophical speculators. But realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is higher. So when a devotee understands that the Lord is satisfied, liberation, or merging into the effulgence of the Lord, is not very difficult. One has to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the impersonal Brahman effulgence, just as one has to approach the sun through the sunshine. It is not very difficult to merge into the impersonal effulgence of the Godhead, or Brahman, if one has satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There was no need for the Prachetas to ask any benediction from the Supreme Lord, because devotees are simply satisfied by the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the actual position of the devotee. The devotee simply wants to be in the presence of the Supreme Lord, either in this world or in the next, and engage in the service of Krishna. That is the ultimate goal and benediction for the devotees. The Lord asked the Prachetas to pray for some benediction, and they said, "What kind of benediction should we pray for? The Lord is unlimited, and there are unlimited benedictions." The purport is that if one must ask for a benediction, one must ask for an unlimited benediction. The words Twat Parata are very significant in these prayers. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Paratak Parat. The word Para means transcendental, beyond this material world. The impersonal Brahman effulgence is beyond this material world, and this is called Parang Padam. Thus, Bhagavan, the Personality of Godhead, is Paratah Parat, beyond both Brahman and Paramatma realization. In this connection, Srila Jiva Goswami points out that Paratak Parat means better than the best. The best is the spiritual world, and it is known as Brahman. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, is known as Para-Brahman. Therefore, Paratak Parat means better than Brahman realization. The Prachetas plan to ask the Lord for something which has no limit. The Lord's pastimes, qualities, forms, and names are all unlimited. There is no limit to Krishna's name, forms, pastimes, creation, and paraphernalia. The living entity cannot conceive of the unlimitedness of the unlimited. However, if living entities are engaged in hearing about the unlimited potencies of the Supreme Lord, then they are factually connected directly to the unlimited. Such understanding of the unlimited becomes unlimited simply by hearing and chanting about the unlimited, or Ananta Dev. When a devotee is actually engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, one's engagement in itself is so perfect that there is no need to ask for any further benediction. It is just like when a bumblebee approaches the Parijata tree. It gets unlimited supplies of honey, so there is no need to go to any other tree. So, if one is fixed in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, there is unlimited transcendental bliss. And as such, there is no need to ask for any further benediction. The Parijata tree is not commonly found within this material world. The Parijata tree is also known as Kalpa Vriksha, or the wish-fulfilling tree. And that is because one can get anything one desires from such a Parijata or Kalpa Vriksha tree. And the lotus feet of the Lord are exactly like the Parijata trees or Kalpa Vriksha wish-fulfilling trees. And the devotees are just like bumblebees, for they are always attracted by the lotus feet of the Lord. So now, here is the best benediction that a devotee can ask of the Supreme Lord. O dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within this material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another and from one planet to another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction, life after life, in different bodily forms and on different planets. One may be in one position or another according to one's destiny, but in any case, one must continue to hear about the activities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, regardless of circumstances. The pure devotee does not pray for liberation or for the cessation of the cycle of birth and death, because the devotee does not consider that important. The most important thing for a devotee is getting the chance to hear about the pastimes and glories of the Lord. The devotees who engage in the service of the Lord in this world will have the same opportunity in the spiritual world also. Thus, for a devotee, everything is in the spiritual world, for as long as one can hear about the pastimes of the Lord, or wherever one can chant, then the Lord is personally present. And when pure devotees assemble to chant, hear, and talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that place where they assemble becomes Vaikuntha. For the devotee, there is no need to pray to the Lord for transferal to the Vaikuntha world, because the pure devotee can create Vaikuntha or Vrindavana anywhere simply by chanting the glories of the Lord without offense. The Prachetas pray for the opportunity to hear of the glories of the Lord in every form of life. Bhave, bhave. a living entity transmigrates from one body to another. And so the devotee is not particularly eager to stop this process. Out of humility, a devotee considers him or herself unfit to be transferred to the spiritual world. One always thinks oneself contaminated by the modes of material nature. And nor is there any need for the devotee to ask to be freed from the modes of material nature. Devotional service itself is in the transcendental position. Therefore, there is no question of asking for this special facility. And so the conclusion is that a pure devotee is not anxious to stop the repetition of birth and death, but is always eager to associate with other devotees who are engaged in chanting and hearing about the glories of the Lord, Sri Krishna. The pure devotee does not place much value in the destination of the karmis, which is the heavenly planets, nor does the pure devotee place much value in the destination of the jnanis, which is merging into the Brahman effulgence of Krishna. A pure devotee considers even one moment's association with another pure devotee to be far superior than residing in a heavenly planet or merging into Krishna's Brahman effulgence. The topmost benediction for those who are living in this material world and who are subjected to the repetition of birth and death, which is known as transmigration, is association with other pure devotees. And one should search out such pure devotees and remain with them. That will make one completely happy, even though living within the material world. And finally, this Krishna consciousness movement is started for this purpose, the association of pure devotees. A person overly affected materially may take advantage of this movement and become intimately associated with it. In this way, the confused and frustrated inhabitants of this material world may find the highest happiness in association with devotees of ISKCON. Recorded January 16, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Hahimam. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahimam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kivalam. Kalau Nasyiva, Nasyiva, Nasyiva Gatir Anyapa.